This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Canopy Group is an insurance agency that is unique by offering 16 carefully selected companies for home and auto insurance. Listen, this is the holiday season. Would you be satisfied if the only dessert you could have this year was fruitcake made by one person's fruitcake? Boy, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it? That's like having one agent representing one company as your insurance option. Meanwhile, your neighbor creates an exchange with 40 family members. They have a variety of desserts, fudge, cutouts, gingerbread, all that good stuff. The Canopy Group knows it is all about options. That's why their insurance agency offers these 16 companies. They have 40 licensed agents working behind the scenes to ensure you always have the best coverage at the best price. Remember, Canopy clients' average savings annually is over $800. This holiday season, don't get stuck with the fruitcake. Get options with the Canopy Group. 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, as you said when you came into the studio today, the old Kirk is back.
Yes,
he
is.
The old Kirk Cousins is back, baby.
But the first thing I want to talk about is Omicron!
Yep.
Delta wasn't scary enough. Yep. Now we got Omicron!
Yep.
Who comes up with, apparently it's in the Greek alphabet, which I think is BS. I've never heard of Omicron.
It's a great, but it's a good one.
Oh, yes. It sounds like a character from Transformers, doesn't it?
Sounds like Indiana Jones, you know, like his villain. Actually, Omicron.
Actually, you know what? Ooh. What?
I didn't mind Delta, but Omicron.
1979 heavy metal band.
Yes, put Omicron.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Omicron.
I'm sure
I'm not underplaying. My theory is you can't name, if you want to frighten people into getting vaccinated, you can't name your variant after an airline, right?
Or
you
a
can't.
Business, Corona.
Yeah. Both or Corona, yeah, right.
Their sales went
but, up. But Omicron, that'll get your attention, baby. That'll get your attention. That'll okay. I'm sure I live up here in Meyer Grove, Minnesota, and I got a sign supporting Donald Trump in my yard. But now that we have Omicron, I'm finally going to get vaccinated. You know, one shot and see how it works. See if I can still get an erection or something like that. Right. Isn't that what we're worried about, our manhood? Some of it is.
I have no idea what we're concerned about.
Anyway, Omicron. Yes, I say, Kirk Cousins, I'll be dead. There'll be a whole new generation of Viking fans.
Yep.
And they'll still be talking about Kirk lining up behind the guard at a key moment in the game. People, Cousins, he's the guy that lined up behind the guard when they were down trying to win the game, tie the game. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. That poor Udo or whatever his name is, he didn't know what the hell was going on.
Whose hands are on my ass?
Yes, right.
Get your hands off my ass, Kirk.
Yes, right. Jeez. Unbelievable. He was, I don't know. You know, it was amazing they were in the game. I mean, because they couldn't stop them at all. So.
No, but that's the incredible thing is they still had a chance.
Yeah, they did, but for no good reason. You know.
Because it's this league, man.
I had somebody saying, this is Spielman's fault. He spent all that money trying to improve the run defense, and it still stinks. Well, none of those guys are playing. That's why.
Right.
You know.
Which is why the offense had to basically carry the team yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
More likely to get hurt, Byron Buxton or Dalvin Cook?
Well, Dalvin doesn't miss as much time.
It's
probably neck and neck.
Yeah.
They're about the same. This is why you don't pay running backs.
But, okay, same question. Anthony Barr or Buxton? That's a closer comparison.
More likely to be brought back for no good reason. Anthony Barr wins.
Barr, yes.
Oh, my God.
That's true. And he's hurt again, right? He had to leave yesterday.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Second half, yeah. He made good play a couple weeks ago. He's made at least, since they gave him the big contract, he's made at least three or four plays, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know?
They tell us you don't understand all the things he does defensively. Yeah, you don't understand. Okay. I say, yeah, but you're still paying him too much.
Yeah, well, the other thing is you watch the game and you either have playmakers or non-playmakers.
Yes.
You know, that's to me is,
yeah.
I always say
right.
difference makers.
Mm-hmm.
If you trade down your second rounder to get six picks in the seventh round or the third rounder, what are the odds of having a difference maker in the third round compared to the sixth or seventh round? Much better, I would say. Once in a while, you get lucky. But there's on every roster, there's, what, we got 60 players now when you count the taxi squad, the
over 60.
We call it, practice squad,
yep.
And then you got the injury
60
reserve.
Plus.
You got 15, 20 guys who are irreplaceable and difference makers, and the rest of them are interchangeable. It's like hockey. The third and fourth, you know, those guys, you could have guys from Iowa doing the same thing. Maybe not this year because they're pretty deep. But in a lot of years, a guy just stays because the coach likes him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because he's no better than the other guy, third liner, fourth liner, you know, no better than the other guy, third pair defensive. I mean, Jamie Benn, there's 35 guys in the AHL who could be Jamie Benn, but they don't have the affinity of the coach on their side. So
yeah, and they're not bad. Yeah.
So anyway, but that's the same thing in the NFL. These guys are all.
But yeah, that defensive line, you're right. It has nobody left.
No.
Sheldon Richardson, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How about Everson, while he's having his mental breakdown, points out on the video that he got his gun from Dalvin Cook.
I think that was an under-discussed. And Dalvin got up to the podium. He's like, I didn't give him that gun.
No.
Dalvin's like, that's not me.
I got enough problems. I got enough issues.
Dalvin's like, I didn't give him that gun.
Now, I know he was in the midst of a breakdown.
Yeah.
Which he's subject to have, apparently.
Yeah.
But to just randomly
throw
in
Dalvin Cook's name.
Yeah. Who's
well, that's like Trey Waynes.
Supposed to be the best of buddies, right?
Yeah, but the last breakdown, didn't he go to Trey Waynes' house and try and break in because he's like, so yeah, he always brings in some unsuspecting teammate who's like, no, that's not, no.
No, Dalvin.
I'm good, dude.
Yeah, Dalvin, I don't.
I got my.
Hasn't been a good 2 weeks for Dalvin. We got the photos we got the lawsuit and social media photos from the woman involved, and then we have
I shouldn't laugh, but you're exactly right. Yeah. And if you want a gun, contact my friend Dalvin Cook, 1-888.
Boy, that's frightening, though, looking at that video.
Oh, the Griffin?
That he could have been gone. I mean, that he could have.
Yeah.
He could have pulled the trigger, man. That is frightening.
Yeah, I would say that football should be the least of his concerns for the rest of time.
I think it's done. He's, you know, he's got to, obviously.
But I'm sure, I'm sure that lifestyle does not go hand in hand with the best mental health, right?
No. And the other thing is, remember when they drafted him, they got him in the fourth round, and he immediately was in all these jams. And then he turned out to be a hell of a player for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Without, I don't know, there's a couple of mysterious no-shows that not showing up for practice, right?
I don't remember, but there might have been.
And then when was the previous one of these? Was that 2 years ago or last year?
No, he was gone last year. Was it 18?
When he had to step away.
Yes. Was that 18?
I don't know. But it's, we've said this, say it again. Seasons have biorhythms.
Yep.
And this one's had a bad one from the start. And they haven't had to pay much, a little bit, but they haven't had to pay much for the vaccination, you know, the lack of vaccination. But this thing seems to be getting a little more aggressive. We haven't gotten the new one yet here. Omicron hasn't made it, but but it'll get here. But, you know, they haven't, you know, they what have they lost? A couple of guys have missed games, but nothing. It hasn't spread through the team.
Yeah, so. Smith missed two games.
Who's the
Cook hasn't missed time.
Who's the backup quarterback? They got Mannion.
Sean Mannion.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, they got him.
Yeah,
back.
Jordan or not Jordan Love.
Kellen is
Kellen Mond has disappeared.
Is he on the practice squad? We don't.
No, he's on the roster. They just deactivate him on Sundays, and okay. We have no idea how
nobody,
he's doing.
Nobody refers to him anymore. We don't know. And really, development. Once the season starts in the NFL, is there any development?
Not in practice.
I mean, not now.
There might be behind the scenes with what, but I mean, he's not getting any reps.
No. And as far as the practices are not like, let's see what he can do type of practices.
Right.
It's getting ready for the next
game.
Right,
which is all Kirk.
Especially when the coach is attempting to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cluster, man. It was that those last few possessions when they were down in there with a... You know, how can you get to the three and come up with that play? Throw the ball at Jefferson's feet, and I don't know.
On the 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Because that he sailed the fourth down pass.
Yeah, right.
After he accidentally thought the guard had the football.
Yeah.
He called timeout, and then it was fourth down, and he sailed the pass. If that pass is anywhere near Jefferson, it's complete.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got a chance to tie the game then.
I wasn't watching at that moment, but I did see the highlight, and it looks like Jefferson was not happy.
No, on both of them he was upset.
Yeah.
He was upset and rightfully so.
He had one of those days. Kirk had one of those days. And even, I tell you, right off the bat, he made a great throw to Jefferson down that sideline when he was getting pressured. It was a hell of a throw.
The first half he was great.
Yeah.
But he threw that pick on his first pass of the third quarter. And everything changed. Everything went to hell for him.
Well, anyway, that's, you know, they're still, Pittsburgh is a complete train wreck. They got beat 41-6 by the.
Why is Roethlisberger still playing?
I don't know.
Why is he?
They don't have anybody else.
But go away. Yeah. No, but I mean, retire. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. And they don't have the guts to pull the plug on it. Maybe after Sunday they will.
But I don't want to watch this crap. No. Like, it's painful watching
it. Oh, yeah. He's so I mean, he's just a statue. And but they stink. And then you got the Lions. So, I mean, the schedule is...
Two against Chicago.
Even the one you're frustrated, even when you're frustrated, 9 gets you in for sure.
And by the way, the Rams aren't great.
No.
I thought
they lost 3 in a row.
They are... I am shocked.
I heard somebody today or last night on the radio, I guess, talking about how they come in and play the Packers, and Rodgers has got a broken toe, doesn't have his usual mobility, mm-hmm. and they lay back and let them, they, you know, basically two deep safeties and let them just complete passes all day long. There's a lot of geniuses in this league who may not be geniuses, right? Stefanski?
Yeah.
The Browns are, I know Mayfield sucks, but that team is, you look at the personnel on that team and they just get blown away and they got 10 points, right?
Yeah.
The Ravens, gave them 4 interceptions, right? Didn't Jackson throw 4 interceptions? Hayes overrated, by the way. He can make a play. But he's a dummy half the time with his throws and stuff. And they lose that game. He's not a genius. All the two guys on the West Coast, that with McVay, we thought he was a genius. Maybe not. Shanahan, yeah. That came and went, too. There's one genius, and he's still in Foxborough.
It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
It's like Mac Jones.
They won six in a row.
I know.
And they're killing people.
Yes.
I mean, his defense.
Yep.
He went and got every defensive guy he's released for financial reasons.
Brought them all back.
In the last 5 years, brought them all back for 1/8 of the money.
Yep.
And they're,
got Mac Jones.
Yeah, right. He's got a quarterback who throws the ball where he wants him to instead of Cam Newton.
He is incredible.
Yeah.
Belichick is off the charts.
I've said this before, but when was it? The playoff game 3 years ago. Who they playing? In their place. This is one of his great teams. And it's a sunny day in Foxborough, and the sun is in his eyes, just glaring down, and he's sitting here like this, you know, with a hand above his eyes for his shield, and you think he doesn't see anything. And pretty soon, they're doing stuff on defense. The other team can't move the ball. He sees everything.
Oh, it was the Chargers.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
kicked the crap out of the Chargers.
In the second half.
That's what
right?
it was, yeah.
And the Chargers were in there, and he's going, yeah. and he's squinting, and you say, he can't see anything, and all of a sudden it's a blowout, you know. There's another team that stinks. Chargers. Right?
Yeah, they're...
You know, they go in that tank too. The kid Herbert is, you know, sometimes you find out that the guy that you decide to honor greatly as a rookie, it's They do stuff to you to make you.
Yep. I'd still take you.
Oh, I would too.
I'd take you.
I would too, but it's not.
But that's this league.
It's
Matt.
Not perfection like that people
but
thought.
But this
it
league
was.
Is what. That,
crazy league.
That's a crazy league. How do you figure? The Niners beat the Vikings yeah, lose to that. But this league is. That's why the loss to San Fran is so frustrating to watch. Because that's the type of game where you win, it's ugly, you don't care.
No.
You just get the win.
Yes.
Like, there's no style points here.
Oh, no. And
you don't care.
More so than ever. Now, I can't tell you, I cannot tell you if this is accurate statistically, but to me, it is extreme. Well, the popularity of the NFL is the number of times you switch over to a game and both teams have a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the big appeal of the NFL. Now, we had quite a few lopsided games on Sunday, but generally speaking, the Vikings have what? How many blowouts? Seattle?
One Seahawks game, right?
And every other game is close, right?
Yep, 7 points or so.
This is the first time I read today that the opponents have knelt down at the end of the game to win it, right?
Yep.
In one of their losses.
Yeah,
right?
That's probably accurate.
Yep. By the way, Bud Grant, listen to Bud. He hates the kneel down. He hates the kneel down on under 2 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
You have to gain a yard or the clock stops.
Mm.
I think
oh,
it's
yeah,
a,
you told me that
I think
once.
It's
I like
a
that.
Great idea.
I like that,
I think
yeah.
You got it. They're always looking for stuff to make the game more interesting.
So you can't just accept
it. You have to gain it. You cannot just kneel down. Otherwise, the clock doesn't stop.
I bet the coaches would hate that, but I like it.
I do, too. You know, do something. Of course, he wants to go back to the old kickoff, too, and that ain't... And I keep telling...
he wants the guys...
I was telling him...
Knocking
I said,
the block
I was
off
telling
the other
him, Bud, they're not... They're, you can't win that one, but the gain a yard... You know, the other thing that Bud and I agreed on was when the ball is put down, you have 25 seconds. Instant, like I think Canada only has 20 seconds.
Okay,
you gotta get clock. These guys, but they don't want more plays. But to me, it's asinine that they break the huddle with 28 seconds to go, and they might not snap it till there's
you
five.
Know what? You know what though? I think this sport in particular has done a pretty good job of tightening up games enough.
Yes, they have.
Like college football, I could work with all day.
Oh, God, yeah.
I could really help college
no,
football.
No, well, but...
The NFL, I think,
what
is a
I'm
good
saying,
place.
But the NFL, I agree with, obviously, when they changed the rules, so if you ran out of bounds, the clock continued, right? But...
They can wind it. Yes, they wind it.
But, and that sped up games from going 340 to...
It's great.
310, but...
Yep.
I think you should... You could get more plays in... Without changing the time of game. You know, if you just, there's no reason that they have to, that they should be allowed to stand in the huddle and do 28 different things and look around and everything. You should, you know, the clock should go faster, I think. But that's not going to happen either because they don't want more plays because they don't want more injuries.
Right, which they already have a huge problem with.
Yeah. That's as you point out, yeah, let's not only let's give them one more game, let's give them two more games and see who's left.
Yeah.
See who's left.
Well, what's
going to
be left in the playoffs?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah, that's true. Cause
those are supposed to be your most attractive games. What are we going to see? Practice squad guys for the most part?
Your quarterbacks. You're going to end up at an end of an 8 or 17 game season. You know, actually, it hasn't been a horrible year for quarterbacks getting hurt. I mean, there's 5, 6, 7, but there's going to be some years you got about 8 of them left by the time the season ends, you know, because no matter what you, no matter how many rules you put in to keep you them from getting hit late or get hit high or something, they're still going to, you know, they're going to step on somebody's foot and break an ankle or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're involved in contact, what, 30 times a game? There's something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. 20 times a game? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You know what? That was a good win for the Packers. I wasn't sure that they were going to be able to get her back going, were you?
Yeah, with Rodgers, I guess I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
And they almost came back here, so.
Yeah, they did. They did, but, you know, if you beat them, how close were if they lose yesterday and you win, it's still two games? Because they're now 9-9.
Yeah, I
now,
think so, because their bye is coming up still. Yeah, so yeah. It's off by one game.
Vikings are 5-6, and these guys are they 9-3?
I think they're 9-3 now.
Yeah, well, that's over. But
we get that 7th seed, Pat.
That's all right.
We're number 7.
And then we get to go play 2.
Green Bay, possibly.
Could be.
I think right now they're 2nd, right?
Behind who?
Behind
Tampa?
The Cardinals.
Oh, that's right, the Cardinals.
I think
the Cardinals are going to slip up.
They very well might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be. We could have a Ticey type game when Ticey went in and upset them.
Shocked the world, 2004.
Shocked the world, Ticey, man.
The Moss Moon game.
We were all giving Ticey a hard. Wasn't that an 8-8 team? Wasn't that an 8-8
yes,
team?
Yes, I think it was.
The
Packers had come back to win the division.
I remember being in the locker room. Where'd they end that regular season?
That I'd have to look. So, yes, the Cardinals.
We were in the locker room after the loss at the end of the regular season, not here, someplace on the road.
Yep.
Waiting for Ticey to come in and do a requiem on the season, but they were watching.
Oh,
they were watching somebody. They were watching somebody get beat, right?
They were watching the Packers and Bears game, and they were in Washington.
And they needed the Bears. Who'd they need to lose, do you know?
I think they needed
Bears to
get in the playoffs. I forget.
I can't remember, but we were all.
Long time ago.
The other team was ahead.
Yeah.
The team that had, if the other team had won,
yep,
they were out.
That's, yep.
And they were ahead, and all of a sudden, whoever it was pulled the game out, and Ticey came in triumphantly. Instead, we waited like 25 minutes for him to show up. We were in there waiting for him, and then they backed into the playoffs and went down, and Randy rubbed his rear end on the and wiped his butt.
Joe Buck went nuts, and all hell broke loose.
Yes.
Cardinals 9-2, Packers right now 9-3, Buccaneers are 3rd, 8-3.
Mm-hmm. Buccaneers were down yesterday, too, and the Colts ended up handing them that game back.
Yeah, well, and the Buccaneers are just good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Yeah, you would. Green Bay would certainly like to get another week off. This bye is going to help them, I would think. Though they got a lot, they're finally going to get Bakhtiari back probably.
Yeah, it's been.
But now they lost their center, who was a good player, right? That Jenkins.
That's what I'm saying. Is yeah,
they got
no Jenkins. Jenkins was there. Jenkins had to replace Bakhtiari at left tackle.
Yeah, but one of them got hurt.
Got hurt here.
Yeah.
So he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
tore
done
his ACL.
For the year. Yeah. It's amazing the injuries they've had on their offensive line over there since, God, forever. They've always get hurt.
But they somehow slaver together because they got the quarterback, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the axe, I hear.
Yeah, I was there. Not a attractive game, but we stormed the field, baby.
Well, we
took
away the running game.
Yeah.
Well, Wisconsin had won seven in a row.
Yeah.
This is not a great Wisconsin team. Wisconsin actually is now...
The quarterback stinks.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Mertz is not good.
Well, they haven't been... The last 3 years, the last time they were really good was when Jonathan Taylor came here and beat them here.
That was 19.
So the last 3 years, they've been, so-so. Last year, they were not good. They end up taking a bowl game at 3-4 or
they
something
might have,
like that.
Yeah.
They agreed to go to a bowl game last year. And, they aren't really good, but I guess somebody said they hadn't won here since 99 or something, 2000 or something.
What, the Gophers?
19 years in Minnesota, in Minneapolis.
2003 at the Metrodome.
Through 2003 at the Metrodome.
Yep. 8 games.
You know who was 4-2 against those guys? Goody.
Oh, God, yeah, because do you remember how bad they were?
Well, they weren't real good.
Oh, my God, those games were awful.
But if you want to get Gopher fans going, you point out Goody was 4-2 against them.
I was at Camp Randall as a fan in 89.
Any alcohol involved?
Oh, God, yeah. No one. It was a rainy day. No one was there.
Did you meet some of your buddies going to school down there?
Yes.
Or what?
Yes. And so we drove, my buddies and I, we drove and... Camp Randall was so empty that we sat in the first row.
Really?
The Badgers won. We stormed the field.
Was that? That wasn't the Morton Goody game, was it? No, that wasn't the, I think 2 years later.
It was 89.
Yeah. 2 years later was the Morton Goody game that might have been the worst college football game ever played. Then there were 20,000 people there. It was unbelievable. That was Goody's terrible year. He got fired.
This one challenged it, Pat. Oh.
And then Morton was just there. I went, Morton had run the triple option at North Dakota State and won championships.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
And then he went to Tulsa or someplace, and then they hired him.
I remember him well.
And he came in. And he was a very bland personality, and he was terrible. I mean, they were awful because they couldn't run his offense. They didn't have the athletes to run his offense. But I was with him on Friday.
Uh-huh.
I was going to do a piece on this guy that everybody thought was a genius is now. And we were in their old trophy room. It was kind of just out in a hallway. But it led towards the locker room, but it was open to the public. And I was walking through there with him, and there was a group of 8 fans walking towards us, and they turned their heads away. They didn't want to say hello.
No interest.
They didn't want to say hello to him. And I said, ooh, this is not good.
You ain't going to be around
this
long.
This is not good when people coming into the trophy room won't even say, hi, coach, unenthusiastically. It was, I think it was, was it 91? Go look at the 91 Big Ten standings.
The game that I saw was an 88, 14-7. They announced 40,000 plus.
Oh, yeah, they lied.
I can guarantee you they didn't have. Mm-hmm. So you said look at what year? 1990 what?
91. Look at
1991 Gopher football.
That might not have been in Madison. Maybe it was here.
That's where I forget what was. That was here November 16th. They lost 19-16.
Okay, well, the year before then. It had to be 1990.
Those were some absolutely brutal
1990,
games.
Morton and Goody going at it, man.
All right, hold on a second here. I'll find that one for you. 1990 at Wisconsin.
8-6 or something. I don't know what it was.
Here it is. No, November 3rd, 21-3 Gopher win at Wisconsin.
That ain't it then. It was earlier.
They announced 51,000 for that game. They didn't have 51,000.
Oh, maybe it was Morton still around in 92? Maybe Goody wasn't. I thought Goody was the opponent, but maybe not. Maybe it was Wacky. Maybe Wacky was the opponent.
Yeah, that might have been.
They beat us like 8-5.
That was Wacky.
8-5 or
by
something.
By 92.
No,
34-6 loss.
I got to find that game.
34-6 at Camp Randall.
I'm now challenged to find that game.
Oh, Wacky's first team, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Two wins. They beat Iowa, though.
Yes.
28-13.
Yeah. Well, he beat Wacky, beat Wisconsin's first Rose Bowl team. It was their only Big Ten loss. In Madison, I believe.
Wow. You remember how excited we were for Wacky?
I wasn't that excited.
No?
Oh, I remember he wanted to kill me.
Wacky wanted to kill you?
Yeah.
Wacky loved the media. What'd you
remember
do?
Remember the running back from Creighton? McCullough?
Oh, yeah. He was good. Real good.
I kind of wrote something watching these clowns and says, if he was smart, he'd go to Ohio State or something like that. I had a line in there like, there's got to be better places to go than Minnesota or something. And Gophers, Wisconsin.
Undermining Gopher Hole before there even was an internet,
yes,
really.
Yes, there was no Gopher.
That's Patrick Royce.
Did you see? Now, I got to tell you. A simple little tweet that says, I can't even remember the exact words, Gopher fans storm field for not winning Big Ten West.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
That's just a harmless tweet, right?
Yeah, it's a troll, but yeah.
Over 100 replies, many of which wishing my demise sooner than later. They went psychotic.
Well, that sort of was the goal,
it
right?
Fed up, well, not that. Oh, I thought I'd get three responses.
You never know. That's the great thing about Twitter, the magical thing. You never know.
You never know.
Sometimes you think this tweet's going to get a ton of responses,
and then the
innocuous ones get the most.
And then they went crazy. One of the responses I ran across was, LOL, the flex living in, what do they say, living in your brain?
Rent-free
in your brain. So then I couldn't resist, so I said, you mean Heather Fleck, the person who sent out the Instagram post talking about the horrible fans after the Bowling Green game, which was then pulled by the cowardly Gopher Hole, something about the cowards at Gopher Hole then pulled it, which is what happened.
Yeah, you told me that.
She called up and said, please take it down. I'm getting killed. So then, of course, Gopher Hole went. The Gopher Hole editors, Nadine probably, said, that is a cowardly tweet by you to spoil. Well, it happened. My defense is, it happened, right? She put on Instagram something about the cowardly fans who didn't know how hard PJ worked, didn't get to see his kids at night, and stuff, all this crap.
Yep.
And apparently it was something picked up from somewhere else on the internet, but she sent it out.
Yes.
She sent it out to kind of describe this misery she was going through because of the Bowling Green loss. And then they pulled it. So it was, it was accurate. It was accurate. So let's face it. If you, Gopher Hole covers games, right? They have somebody writing. They're kind of cheerleaders for sure. But
yeah,
don't post something, have it commented on for a day, then take it down and try to pretend like there was a noble reason for doing so. You were cowards and you pulled it down because she asked you to.
Mm-hmm.
You got called out on it, so that's life, right? Meanwhile, you got people on there hoping I die, which is okay.
I saw some of those. Yeah, they were very nasty.
The one guy that had the really profane attack that I retweeted that Twitter pulled him. I didn't do anything, but Twitter pulled it down for violating the standards.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, they pulled it down. That was a good one.
Did that mention what? Your age?
No, that
your
one
weight,
mentioned, your... no, it mentioned that my wife hates me, my kids won't talk to me, and you mother bleeper and all this kind
Can't
of stuff.
Use that one,
And I responded by saying, I think I'm okay with my grandkids, but maybe that's because I give them money.
I did see your tweet. Okay.
Yeah, that was the response to that one. So, but when something gets that nasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's those are the ones I like to retweet because you know then you get a sampling of it. But I was absolutely stunned that harmless tweet about celebrating not winning the Big Ten West, which is just routine, right?
Right.
I mean, to say that.
Yeah, and it's not routine, surprising it's not, from you either.
No, no, and it's just funny, right? It's funny. And
not to the Gopher fans, it's not.
They're, obviously
they're a very,
not.
They're a very sensitive group.
They are very, and they don't get to celebrate too often. And I wasn't even criticizing storming the field. I think, fine, if you want to do it, it's you know, and they seem to have a good time. But, you know, it would have been better had they been doing it in celebration of a West Division title.
And they also could have been, too. That's the sad thing.
Oh,
Illinois, Iowa. I mean, go back and look at that box score. How did you not beat the Hawkeyes?
Yeah. And how do you not beat Illinois?
Well,
gets ahead of you 14-0 and sits on it, basically sits on it the rest of the game.
Yep.
But how did Nebraska manage to lose to Iowa?
I was at the hockey game, but what the hell?
It's 21
punt block.
It's 20-9. And they kick a field, and they're 20-6, and they're down in close, and they don't score, so they kick a field goal late in the third, minute to go in the third, and now you come out, and it's 20-9, and you're down on your own 25 or something. How can you get a punt blocked?
That's what I'm asking.
You gotta have like eight guys blocking, don't you? Tell the guy to kick it out of bounds, get it out of here.
Yes.
And they got a block clean as hell, and the guy picked it up, ran in for a touchdown.
How is Scott Frost this bad?
I don't know. They tied Northwestern for last.
I know.
1-8.
It's
one
remarkable.
And eight. How's he still have his job?
I
at that
have no
school,
clue.
At that school.
I know.
Now I know he fired a bunch of
offensive assistants
a week
ago.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand it. I thought he would be, I mean, I'm not saying I thought he would be Newt Rockne, but no. I thought he would
well,
at least.
Well, they thought he would be.
Yeah. But he's terrible.
On that Friday before they played here, I roamed around downtown and found a couple of groups of, just two or three groups of Nebraska fans. They were, well, we're getting better. It's getting better.
No, you know, it's really
not.
You
can still do it. No, yeah. But they did manage to go 1-8, and their point differential in the Big Ten was 0. Because they beat, I think they beat Northwestern bloody. Who did Northwestern beat?
Oh, I'd have to look.
Indiana?
Probably.
Must have been Indiana. Probably. By the way, the Indiana coach, the completely full of crap Tom Allen, gave back $200,000 a year from his contract.
Oh, did he really?
That he signed after last year. He was properly
for being
embarrassed.
Threatened? Or
no, he was doing it because he was so chagrined at their season.
I mean, he should have been. Their season was a complete joke.
I also said this on Twitter. It really does feel more like the world I grew up with Northwestern and Indiana at the bottom of the Big Ten standings, right?
Yes.
This is where
they belong. They beat Rutgers 21-7.
That was
Northwestern's
win.
They beat Rutgers.
And Rutgers.
They got drilled on Saturday by Illinois. They gave up 47. Northwestern did.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, Rutgers beat who? Indiana 42-3
yes.
or something like that.
Yeah, they
45
could.
45-3.
Yes. Yes, they.
Like
I think they beat Indiana badly.
How many of the Big Ten?
38-3.
How many Big Ten teams won 6? How many bowl eligibles do we have there?
Far too many, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The Big Ten West was
awful. People don't take that into account when they start looking at records, right? That nobody ever, and when I talked to Maturi about the slab of bacon, I think I told you this.
I heard that column. Good.
He said that Delaney was absolutely devoted to balanced divisions. He wanted to be as representative as possible. And then somehow they just decided to do it geographically. But one of the big problems has been...
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska was supposed to be a power, you know. So when you're dividing them up, you're just saying, okay, Wisconsin and Nebraska will be good.
Iowa.
Iowa will be close. So yeah. You'll have three good teams, and then Minnesota, who knows, and the rest of them. But, you know, it's never been more imbalanced than it is right now.
Teams with at least 6 wins from the Big Ten West. The Hawkeyes won 7. The Gophers won 6. The Badgers won 6. The Purdue Boilermakers won 6.
I mean.
So that's 4 teams from the Big Ten West.
I mean bowl eligible with 6 wins in their 12-game schedule. Anybody else?
Let me see here.
You don't have to win 6 in the conference, that's for sure.
Iowa, 10 wins. Gophers, 8 wins. Wisconsin, 8 wins. Purdue, 8 wins. That's it.
The others are all 5 or less.
Illinois 5-7, Nebraska 3-9, yeah. Northwestern 3-9.
The upper division, and the division is Indiana, obviously. Maryland, Indiana, and Rutgers are not bowl eligible. Oh, Maryland's bowl eligible.
Maryland 6-6.
Yeah,
2 teams aren't.
Yeah.
The Hoosiers and the Scarlet Knights are not. Everybody else is.
So we'll have our usual 9 in bowl games. God love us.
Hey, what is going on with Riley going to coach USC?
Are there any more unscrupulous,
no,
lying,
no,
SOBs
again,
in
no,
America? In America, not just in sports, in America, than football coaches?
No.
I am not leaving Oklahoma, and he's on the plane the next morning.
But I thought you told me that they weren't going to pay enough. They must have.
They must have changed their mind.
They must have just said, screw it, we'll pay
him whatever
he wants.
Yeah, we got to do something here because we're losing our. And him, you know, he's probably headed for the SEC West, which he wants no part of, and he's also getting a lot of heat for this team folding, basically, the Oklahoma State. And plus those agents. Those agents are, all these things happen because an agent contacts Southern Cal and says, do you want Lincoln Riley? I think you can get him.
Right. Yes.
That's how this happens.
Yeah.
This is not like coaches. These coaches just tell the agent, if you find something that looks good, let me know.
But that one's remarkable.
Meanwhile, Florida, which you thought was going to go big, get some guy from Louisiana,
Napier.
Lafayette.
Was it Billy Napier?
Napier? Yeah. You think that one's good? They've just tried that.
Haven't they tried that? I know. Florida ain't what it used to be.
And who's Florida State now? Who's got that job? I don't even know.
Oh, Christ. Because
they...
I don't know.
They fired the guy they hired from Oregon, lasted about 20 minutes, right?
Yes. Yeah, that didn't work out well. Let me see here. The Florida State football coach.
I can't remember.
Norvell.
Yeah, that's a guy.
Who is trending right now for something.
He was at Memphis, right? Are they getting rid of him, too?
I don't know, but they're also in.
Yeah, but Florida State played Saturday.
Yes, 2016 to 2019 at Memphis. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Florida played Florida State. Yes, Saturday.
Did anyone care?
Nobody in the world cared. It's amazing. They had 3 of the 5 best programs in the country there for a few years. Miami, them. I mean, those games between those teams were unbelievable.
They were. I'm trying to see here if we can find out what Riley got paid by USC.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You think Kirby Smart learned a few recruiting, is the one Saban assistant that learned a few recruiting tricks?
Yeah, it certainly seems
it ain't because he's coaching them up, I don't think.
No.
They must, you know, you can do anything you want to get a player now.
That's what I was going to say. What can't you do?
I looked the other day. I think they were number 2 in recruiting last year behind Alabama, and they're number 1 now.
But what can't you do now?
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Like, what's the line? There's no line.
No.
You can pay him as much as you want. Just get him a gig.
All right, here's my hot Gopher take. You might agree with it. You might have already expressed it today. I don't want Tanner Morgan back.
Oh, you and a lot of Gopher fans.
I think that he's done his duty. He beat Wisconsin twice. He's had a decent career. But isn't it time to get a little more dynamic at that position? There's going to be some transfers floating around out there. Yep. You know damn well at Wisconsin's looking. They're going to end up with a transfer.
Do you know who I don't want back? Mike Sanford Jr. That's who I don't want back.
Well, he and Phil are tight, but Phil will get rid of him if, you know.
Oh, Phil, yeah.
The Wisconsin game probably saved him from having to make changes, right?
Yeah, probably. Staff. But if I'm him, I still make the change.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's just not good.
I'll tell you what else. If I'm Ibrahim, I go in that transfer portal and see who's interested. Just because you go in, it doesn't mean you come back.
Yep.
But he could end up, you know, not Alabama or someplace, but he could end up top five in the country.
And are the two kids going to come back if Mo comes here or comes back?
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be enough playing time unless you assume that Mo's going to get hurt.
There isn't, yeah. Well, the guy who was playing and then got hurt.
Yep.
And then you got the two freshmen.
Yeah, Potts won't come back.
Potts won't come. Potts will.
I don't know. He'll play
again. He'll go find some. Oh, he might be.
Or he might not play again.
Yeah. What's his injury?
I don't. They didn't say, but it was something.
Oh,
bad.
That's right. Yeah.
Kid was in the hospital for like a week and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. And it might have been. It wasn't injury, right? It looked more like illness, right?
No, he got hurt, but something. I think it was. It struck me as something internal, though.
Okay.
Not like a broken leg.
Yeah. Well, I think you might have had an internal speculation, but yeah. You don't need a guy to be your starter for. Will this be year five?
For which one?
Morgan Tanner? Started six. For 4 years, but I know year six. But he started for four.
Oh,
right?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
You don't need a 5 year starting quarterback. You know, it's time.
Did you see the vitriol though? Twitter. You talk about people being mean on Twitter.
Oh, they all ripped him.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't.
I thought maybe there was. Please don't come back. Come back as a coach. Don't come back as a player.
Wow.
Because I think the assumption.
But was it. That was Star Tribune.
No.
No.
No. Declan put out a tweet yesterday. I retweeted it and was deluged from fans with, please say this ain't so. We don't want him back. Should be a coach.
I thought maybe that the Wisconsin game gave them.
No.
God, he gave him a little relief.
I think they're done with him.
Yeah. Well, I think as much as they like to run a ball, you need a quarterback who can run a ball, don't you? I mean, you run that run option
thing.
Yeah,
I also think
you want that run option thing. You want the quarterback to be able to keep the ball and run for 20 yards, right?
And you also can pass more. There's no rule against it.
No, that's true.
Like, I know he likes to run the ball, but my God, and that pick that got returned for a touchdown by Wisconsin. I mean, Tanner stared that kid, the receiver, down about as hard as you could.
I think Joe Rossi might get hired by somebody at one of the big programs.
He deserves a lot of credit.
Chip had a good column about that, about transforming this defense into one that can hold Wisconsin to nothing.
And what was the year, Pat, that he got the job the defense had been a mess, and he actually came in and at least stabilized it? Is that 3 years ago now? They got drubbed by
18
Illinois.
18 was the good year. In 19, they were going in the tank, right? And he rallied them. Was it 19?
No, I thought 19 was the good year. 20, that
no, wasn't
was
18,
the,
18 was a good year, wasn't it? Oh, maybe you're
no,
right.
19 it was 19 because they lost to the Badgers
18,
at home.
18.
And then 20 they played there.
He came in 18 then.
Yeah.
Because they were
but they'd
up.
Gotten
Maryland, like, ran over them something fierce.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was
Buxton.
Oh yes.
Before we
get there. I thought they played it pretty smart, the Twins. They offered him 80, knowing that they couldn't get him on 80, but if you offer him 100 right away, he's gonna want 120, right? So you gotta lowball him to start negotiations, which they did. And yeah, they got him at a pretty good price. But the first year, he's only making 9 or something, right?
And then it goes base to salary, 16, right?
And then it goes to 16. I think they're thinking, okay, we'll be out from under Donaldson here. You know, we pay him 9 this year. We'll pay Donaldson again and then maybe eat half of it and try to move him or something.
Uh-huh.
And then, but yeah, if he plays, it's even if he doesn't play, even if he misses 2 months a year, that 16 a year doesn't kill your payroll.
Right.
So they can still do some stuff. You just, if you're going to spend 125, you still got 105 or six to spend. So, and it should creep up a little. Although the whole thing about this is, as we're talking about, why don't they do something? Blah blah blah. Starting Thursday, nobody's going to be doing nothing.
Right, which is why we're seeing these moves right now,
because it was what they gave the tomorrow. You have to notify guys tomorrow if you're going to non-tender them instead of later.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Wednesday is the day the CBA expires.
So there, basically Tuesday might be a hectic day of teams signing. They must not be going through the... Oh, these are free agents, right? You're going to non-tender free agents. So Tuesday could be a very hectic day in baseball history.
Yes.
And the Twins might be, you know, everybody's ripping, they didn't sign this pitcher, they didn't sign that pitcher. They might be sitting on it, see who gets non-tendered. Mm-hmm. And see if there's no pitcher who's signed yet that I say, oh, man, boy, is that a difference maker? Why didn't they sign him? There's some decent pitchers, but not.
Did you see the Max Scherzer to the Mets deal?
Did he sign today?
3 years, 130. He's 37.
They're crazy.
$130 million over 3 years. Takes him into his age 40 season.
Wow. Today?
Yeah.
Just now?
Yep. Got done today.
That's a little hefty. Yeah.
Let's go Mets.
Yeah. Let's go Mets. I don't know. I wouldn't do that. Especially when you're not on the cusp.
Yep. But he's desperate. Mm-hmm. They're desperate.
Where did Syndergaard go?
Angels.
Angels. Yeah. And that was a 1 year we hope he pitches deal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically let's see if you can make it through a season deal.
Mm-hmm. One I found interesting was, remember when San Diego was going to own the world and have this fantastic team? And I saw they dumped that Adam Fraser to Seattle for a couple of nobodies. The San Diego tradition has been to build up payroll and then dump
everybody.
Then get depressed because you don't win and then
Ray Kroc is very proud right now.
Yeah, although Melvin must have came there with some promises that they weren't going to do that again.
And what what the hell are
the
A's?
Did they replace him yet?
No, not yet. As far as I know, they have not replaced him. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's weird. They probably, I don't know, they don't, Billy Bean has some idea, he's just not telling you.
I'm sure he does, but.
Yeah, it's
that team is that them and the Rays, man.
Yeah, the Rays are stuck. The A's can leave, but they'd have to figure out.
Rays are stuck till 26.
Rays are stuck, I think, through 26. Yeah, maybe through 27, through 26. I think they're stuck. Unbelievable.
Although they're threatening, I think, to go to Montreal immediately and take on the lawsuit or whatever.
There's no...
Or I'm sorry, they're threatening to... They can split half to half. That's going to work out great.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great idea. And where are they going to play in Montreal? Are they going
to
play
at... They're going to have to play in the old...
Olympic Stadium?
There's no ballpark there.
No, I know.
Unless they got an independent league team and then they want to... It's just some crazy idea they're throwing out.
Is the Big
there.
O still there, though?
Who? I don't know if the Big O is there.
Or did they tear it out?
It was going to be the first retractable bought it in France. Yep. France shipped it over for the Olympics. When were the Olympics?
76. Yeah.
And it leaked so bad they had to seal it. So it's been sealed ever since.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well.
I never was there.
Oh, you weren't?
In a game. Never saw a game there.
No kidding.
It was a cavern. I had never been to Montreal until Katie and I went there on a vacation a couple of years ago. Never been there.
Wow, I thought you would have gotten there for something.
Tried to get into the old forum, and they weren't doing tours time because I just wanted to go. I guess it's
still
not
there.
It's still there in some form.
Yes.
Right? I don't think it's...
I don't know what it is. No, probably not. Because the baseball All-Star game was in Montreal in like 80-something, right? I thought that you might have gone to cover
that. No, I did not. I did not.
82 or something.
Go. I uh, It's a interesting city. We were there for 2 days, but it was kind of cold, and we didn't.
They love their Habs, man. They just blew everybody out.
The GM
got fired.
Oh, really?
The assistant GM got fired. Oh, yeah. They don't mess around.
They made what? The semis last year?
No, they made the finals.
Finals. And now they're staking.
But they're off to a terrible start. They blew out the GM, the assistant GM. The front office basically all got canned.
Is the Frenchman they fired last year ready to come back? Who's the guy?
Claude Julien.
The guy they've
Claude
had.
Claude Julien. The always available.
Three different times, right?
Rumor is Vancouver. Oh, Claude Julien's not done.
He's going to go to Vancouver.
Supposedly, the word has been that he might be the next coach of the Canucks because they're also a mess and the fans are revolting there, and they're going to fire people there too.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do about the Wild? They're good.
That's what we were talking about. That's what we were talking about that last night.
What we're going to do?
We're going to get a playoff run from these SOBs that's going to replace baseball because baseball ain't going to be playing in the spring.
And it'll be they have only had one. We look at them as kind of a more successful team.
No, that's not true.
They've had one playoff run.
Yep.
2003 with a bunch of guys off the
West
street.
West Walls, baby.
Yeah.
Willie Mitchell.
Yeah.
Jimmy Dowd, whose kid's playing in college now. Yeah.
This team is, they're
good. They're well coached. They're well run.
What is the deal with Ryan Hartman, though? Didn't they get him to be a plumber that played on the fourth line or something?
Yes. I've got a theory about him. Do you remember the ascension of Dave Gagne? The North Stars picked him up. He had been a bust for like three years, first round pick of the Rangers. And his first year here, he got off to a workmanlike start. He was a fourth line guy.
Star of the playoffs.
And the next thing you know, he's like scoring 35 goals.
Yeah.
That could be this guy.
Well, does this guy have this?
He's got the work ethic.
Gagne could skate, though, right?
This guy can skate. This guy's good.
Skate?
Yeah, he's legit. He's.
And now he gets to play with the commie, too, right?
Well, yeah.
That gives him a little extra.
And Zuccarello, too.
Gives him a little extra room, probably, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, he's legit. He's done a great job.
Unbelievable.
They're good. And they could use the playoff run.
They just routinely win, you know?
Playoff run would be good for Judd's Hockey Show. It'd be good for the Star Tribune. It'd be good for a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. I mean, they're good. And
that's why we can't go. We need the Olympics. We can't have hockey go there because I'm afraid they're going to go there and I'll come back with the...
Who's...
Omni, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, but Omni's not starting in China. It's starting in South Africa, but it'll get to
China. Yeah, but it's going to get to China.
All I know is, thank God they came up with a more dangerous name for the virus. Because now people more might get vaccinated because we're not afraid of Delta, but this one, Omicron... It scares the hell out of all of us. I've already been fully vaccinated. I want another one
for Omicron.
Give me whatever I need for Omicron, man.
You can never be too safe.
No, right. Give me anything. I'll take anything. Penicillin. Okay. Give me the shot you used to give people for syphilis. I'll take that, whatever it is, you know. I'll take anything. Come on.
All right.
All righty. Celebrate. Stop being so mean to me just because I made a nice... Yeah. You know, I'm an old, feeble man.
Be nice to Pat and Tanner Morgan.
The worst thing... You know, the
worst... You're lumped in with Tanner Morgan. People hate both of you.
Yeah. The worst thing about it when they start bad-mouthing me, they can say anything they want to. You're a hack, blah, blah, blah. But the lazy part gets to me. I'm a fat 76-year-old man, and I go everywhere to get columns, right? I go everywhere to get
you because now they're going to use it against you.
Well, no, they always.
You're giving them the playbook.
No, it doesn't bother me. I mean, it does bother me because, you know, if they say I'm fat, it's true. You know, it's like me saying the gopher holers are cowards, the gopher hole runners
cowardly,
are cowards. It's true.
You can't debate it.
And I'm fat. That's true. I'm a troll on Twitter.
That's true.
Yep. Those things are all true. But lazy ain't one of them as far as writing my columns. I'm not lazy. I do a lot of stuff.
They're looking to push your buttons.
Huh?
Just like you're looking to push their buttons. It's a battle of wills.
This is being offered as fact, which it's not. You know.
Right.
I still work at it. Okay.
That's why you got the mute button.
That's the only one.
Just mute him.
No, I don't mute him. I don't mind it. But, you know, I mute people.
Uh-huh.
If I look them up and they're crazy and then they're nuts Trumpers, then I'll mute them.
Hey, a little breaking news here as we're wrapping up. The Wild will announce that on Saturday, March 13th, Mikko Koivu will be the first player to in franchise history have his number retired. Number 9 is going up in the rafters on March 13th against the Predators. The Wild have officially announced.
You know what you can say about him? He played a lot of games. And he won a lot of fish.
And you know what else? He wasn't lazy.
No, he wasn't lazy. He was not lazy. But he won a lot of face-offs, too, didn't he? He really was a good face-off guy.
Good for him. That's great.
Are you you were never a big fan, were you?
No. No, he played a long time. That's not a right to get jersey number retired.
Well,
you know
when
what?
The only other one you have is one.
Here's
for
what
the
I want.
Fans.
I want this to be a hostage exchange. Bring one down when you raise 9.
And by the way, the crackheads have already raised a banner to their fans. Their fans.
What was
even
it
though they haven't showed up yet, they haven't even played a game yet.
And what was it? It was some
weird number 38 or something. Because we're the 32. Because they're the 32nd franchise, and it took 32 minutes.
Yeah,
to sell
which
out.
Just so happened it took 32 minutes.
Yeah, right. The Liwickies, you know what? They don't always tell you the truth.
No,
when they're promoting, they're masters. They're masters. But he's the smart Liwicky. Todd, he's the smart one.
He is very smart.
The other one's a pretty good schmoozer.
Uh-huh.
But Todd, he's the smart Liwicky.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right. Good idea by the Panthers giving McCaffrey the season off because that season is lost. They stink. All right. We'll be back. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. The College Football Playoff Committee made their decision on Sunday, and as much as I loathe the idea of Ohio State losing their way into the College Football Playoff, I 100% agree with OSU making it in over Bama. Nick Saban citing some hypothetical point spreads to prove his point that the Tide deserve a spot in the College Football Playoffs holds little substance when you consider Bama's best win is over Texas. No, the committee got it right. TCU had a great season with far more ranked wins than Bama and didn't deserve to lose their spot after playing a surging Kansas State in a championship game. And Ohio State, while not playing some of their best ball later in the season, was still 12-0 until they came face-to-face with my Wolverines. While the college football playoff system isn't nowhere near as good as it could be, it's better than what we had. And in a few years, it will be better for all of college football. Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. And don't forget, BetOnline for the NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.